Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, we all know the past few years have been very difficult for everyone, but particularly challenging for choirs due to the risks of close proximity singing. But now, a couple of our community groups are coming together for an event, and we thought it would be great to have them join us to talk about what they're all about, how you can get involved, and what they're up to. Colin Gudgeon is the Vice President of Low Res Male Choir Melbourne, and Stephanie Tay is the Musical Director of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus. Well, I can sort of say, Colin and Stephanie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. If I start with you first, Colin, what do you love about singing and being in a choir?
Oh, look, singing has been a part of my life for a long time, and I think it sort of exercises a different side of my brain, although I end up on committees and doing grant applications, so that becomes a bit more like work, but it's the creative aspect.
Yeah.
Exercises that different part of the brain, and also the community aspect. You just get to meet so many people who you probably wouldn't meet otherwise from lots of different walks of life, ages, backgrounds, and you know, to me they're the two aspects that are particularly rewarding.
And how did you get involved with Low Res?
So I joined Low Res just as we were coming out of COVID. I'd been in another choir for a long period of time, and then I was ready for a move. And the first few rehearsals with Low Res in the 2022 timeframe were actually in a semi-open underground car park, which was better for ventilation, and we all took our chairs. So that's how I became involved in Low Res. But I also did a couple of joint concerts with them many years ago through another choir, and I knew a number of members for a long period of time. So that's how I knew of them, yeah.
And Stephanie, what do you love about singing and being in a choir?
Look, I think, you know, as Colin said, it's a celebration of community. It's and music, I suppose, has this real power to inspire people, to uplift people, and I think and really connect people in a way that many other activities don't, because in a choir you're literally breathing together, you're all trying to at the very same time, you know, craft and create a beautiful sound. So I think, you know, that's what I love about being involved with the choir. And I started singing with the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus a long time ago, about 30 years ago, and now I am the musical director, so I guess I get to be involved in a different way.
I love that, because I mean, as both you and Colin were talking about what singing does, I've known for a while that what draws people to singing and the benefits it brings have been sort of the subject of research for quite a while. And it's only the past few decades, I think, from what I understand, that the evidence has come together, which shows about how singing improves our health and well-being. Just being together in that kind of sort of communal situation, which we sometimes get lost in this modern way we live our lives, and then doing something that you love doing, which is connecting music with singing. So I was thinking something that both you sort of believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, people come for their mental health, basically. They really, you know, they feel much better after they've been to rehearsal, and it's a way to express yourself.
Colin, tell us a little bit about Low Res. Obviously, we've got two different people talking to us who are passionate about bringing people together to sing. What's Low Res Male Choir all about?
So Low Res Male Choir was set up 16 years ago, our 16th birthday this year, and it's expressly a pop male voice choir, which was a little bit of a gap in the Melbourne choir scene. And it was set up by a few guys, Rob, Nick and Matt, and they got together and thought there was a gap here. And although we don't say that we are expressly, you know, a gay men's choir, we kind of a nearly all gay man and always have been. And so we sing a lot of pop, but we also put our own spin on it, because we always commission our arrangements. And so it's done in a way that you wouldn't here every day. And as I said before, we've got people from all different walks of life who've been through a lot of different things in their lives. And it's, I think, as Steph alluded to, it's that mental health benefit as well as the creation process of something really unique. And that's what we aim for.
I love that. And Stephanie, Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus, tell us a little bit about what you're all about. Other than the passion of singing, of course, but what?
Other than the passion of singing, yeah. Look, I mean, it was started in 1990 out of the, you know, really out of the AIDS crisis, and it was a way that to bring together the gay men's, the communities of gay men and lesbians, which really perhaps prior to that time were quite separatist. But the AIDS pandemic really sort of brought those communities together in support and allyship. And there was also a lot of hate and vitriol towards the gay community at that time. So it was started in 1990 and under the auspices of the Also Foundation. And really it's just grown from there. It was just a very small group of people. And really we are a very supportive and inclusive community for our members. And we do sing pop mostly as well, but we don't brand ourselves like that. We've also done choral concerts as well. So we do lots of different musical styles.
I love that. We're chatting with Colin Gudgeon, who's the Vice President from Low Res Male Choir Melbourne, and Stephanie Tay, who's the Musical Director of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus, about what they're all about, how you can get involved and what they're up to. And talking about how you can get involved, if anyone wants to get involved, how do they go about doing that? And obviously the question I want to know for my personal benefit is, do you cater to all levels? Because I sometimes think my singing is not up to a standard that I should be involved with a chorus or a choir. So Stephanie, Colin, what are your thoughts? How can we be sharing the love and getting people to connect with yourselves from a perspective of participation?
Well, look, we are always open to everyone. Just to answer your question about levels and abilities, we are an all abilities choir in that we're not auditioned, and, you know, people are welcome to come and join us. We do have sort of intake times during the year, so it's not, you sort of don't rock up right through the year, but we have times when we take new members, and there's always lots of people on our wait list waiting to come and join us. But one way, I guess, you could get involved early is actually to come along to our concerts. And, you know, we've got one coming up on Saturday. So that's a really great way of just checking out the choirs before you sort of put your name down to join. You know, come and see us and see whether it's something that you might like to do and if you can see yourself up there on the stage.
And Colin, what about yourselves at Low Res?
Yeah. Yes, similar. We cater to all levels. We don't audition either. We will try and determine where we think you're best placed in terms of your voice type, because we sing in four male voice types, tenor one, tenor two, baritone and bass. And so we try and make sure that people are in a place where they're going to feel comfortable and they're surrounded by people that have got, you know, maybe more experience than they do. You don't have to read music. If you do, it's great, but you don't have to. You know, we actually do open our intake, you know, throughout the year. So we're not quite as formal. We're a smaller group, so we're always looking for male singers or male voices to come join us. And as Steph said, getting an idea of what we all sound like on Saturday is probably a great way to do that, and talk to a few of us in the lobby while we're selling raffle tickets.
Now, I love it, because both Colin and you, Steph, have both mentioned something that we're going to turn to. Now, you're both coming together along with the Decibels and the Shout Youth Chorus for an event. Colin or Steph, what's it all about and what can we expect?
I think Steph takes that, because you've got...
Steph, go for it.
I do.
Yeah, look, I will go for it. Look, I mean, it's going to be a great concert. We've got four choirs, as you mentioned. So we've got ourselves, MGLC. We've got our Shout Youth Chorus, which is part of MGLC. We've got the Decibels Female Pop Choir and Low Res Male Choir. And the Decibels and Low Res are quite closely affiliated. But we've all got quite different personalities. There's going to be some great music. it is pretty much all pop. So you won't be listening to sort of a stuffy choral concert. Not that there's anything wrong with choral music, but this one's an all-pop concert, and we're all going to get a chance to do our own set, and then we're all going to get together at the end in a huge massed choir to sing a few more songs for you, and it's going to be huge. We're going to have a rocking band as well. Whether you've been to heaps and heaps of concerts or whether you've never been to one, come along to this one because it will be heaps of fun. And, you know, Saturday, beautiful weather. It's not going to be 38. You know, just come and see us. There's two shows on Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
And Stephanie or Colin, okay, you mentioned Saturday. Where is it on?
It's actually at the Alexander Theatre. Go for it, Steph.
Go ahead, Colin. It's at the Alexander Theatre at Monash University Clayton campus, and you can get tickets. I mean, you can look us up on social media, but you can also get tickets at our website. It's www.mglc.org.au. But we are all over Facebook and Instagram. If you want to look up any of those choirs, you will find a ticket link. Well, for that event.
Well, Steph and Colin, you've sold it to me because I am curious. When you reached out to me to talk about this event, I thought that is something I would love to know more about. And, of course, we get a chance to chat to you on air here, but I'm going to come along. I'm looking forward to it. All I can say is thanks, Stephanie and Colin, for joining us on Joy Drive.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Colin.
Pleasure. Colin Gudgeon is the Vice President from Low Res Male Choir Melbourne, and Stephanie Tay is the Musical Director of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.